as many of you probably already know, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus about 3 months ago.
我想可能大多数人都知道，大概三个多月前，我被诊断出患有这个系统性的红斑狼疮症。
Lupus is actually a genetic disease where your immune system starts attacking your healthy organs, causing pain, weakness, and fatigue.
这个红斑狼疮症是一种遗传性引起的人体的免疫系统会产生一些这个紊乱，会导致这个红斑狼疮症是一个遗传性引起的人体的免疫系统的这个疾病，会引起你的器官的不健康，然后导致疼痛，然后身体的软弱，最后可能让你非常的这个虚弱。
So at this point, I think I'm doing pretty good. And I would like to thank you for all your prayers, support, and advice during these months.
目前为止，我觉得我恢复的情况不错，所以谢谢大家的这个祷告和你们的帮助、你们的支持，还有很在这个过去三个月当中。
But when I first found out what lupus was and all the terrible things it was doing to my body, I have to admit, I had some pretty dark thoughts.
我必须承认，当我刚得知这个病有多么严重的时候， 在我的心里当中，其实我心中有一种很难受、很黑暗的一段时光。
So with my body breaking down and no known cure, I started thinking.
因为当我的身体越来越软弱的时候，其实我心里是很难过，是因为从某个方面来说，这种绝症是无法医治的。
So we'll have the strength to pick up my babies ever again.
所以常常我就会在想，我有一些害怕。
Do I have the energy to play with them while they're still young?
我会不会还有这种体力哈，去跟我的孩子，去接送我的孩子。
Or most worrying of all, would I be able to watch them grow up, get married, have kids?
尤其是每当我想到我还有没有可能去期待看着我的孩子成长的时候。
And I believe all these dark thoughts come from the specter of death looming.
其实所有这些所谓的很阴暗面的想法都是一种对即将来的死亡的一种恐惧。
Even with the doctors, the specialists, the miracle of modern medicine, the disease can flare up any time with death knocking at the door.
因为就算有很多的医生，有很多的专家，还有很多包括一些很先进的这些医疗器械，但是我知道这个症状、这个疾病会突然发作。
And you know what? I don't like that, knowing that I can die at any time.
我必须承认我非常不喜欢这种感受，因为尤其是知道我可能随时会离开这个世界。
Frankly, it scares me that death can so easily overtake me.
我必须非常坦诚地说，因为这个真的是让我非常恐惧，因为死亡会随时来临。And
I think many of you have similar experiences like me.
我相信在座的很多人当中，可能有一些跟我相类似的这种境遇或者境况。Maybe
you had an illness that you're battling, maybe you lost a friend or a loved one, or you had an accident that caused you to question your own mortality.
也许你也经历一些病痛，也许你经历一些一个事故，或者你失去了朋友，这些事情哈。Whatever
the case, this fear of death is right there, just out of sight.
其实不管怎么样，这样一种对死亡的恐惧，它总是伴随着我们。But
you know, it can jump out of the shadows at any time to claim your health, your future, and ultimately your life.
而且如果你有这种想法的话，这种想法随时随地会爆发，然后会影响你的健康，也影响我们的将来，最终会导致影响我们的身体、我们的生命。And
as much as we try to ignore it, we know that death is something that is inevitable.
就算我已经尽我的全力去不要去想这些事情，但是有的时候，你必须承认死亡是不可避免的。Everyone
dies. No one can escape it.
每个人都会面临死亡，没有人会可以逃离这种最后的境况。
We even have a pithy statement about death from Ben Franklin.
其实Ben Franklin 他有一个非常 有意思的一段话,
He says, in this world, nothing is certain but death and taxes.
Franklin 说, 在这个世界上, 只有两件事情是确定的, 一个是死亡, 还有个是你必须交税。
And that's how we live. Always, always aware that death is right around the corner.
所以这就是我们每个人生命当中所, 所面临的情况, 就是我们知道死亡随时会来临。
We try to ignore it, but somehow death always finds us.
就算我们常常想, 不要去, 去逃避这种想法, 但是我们知道, 死亡随时会找到我们。
Just last month, our church held a memorial service for our dear brother Ernest.
就在上个月, 我们教会, 为我们所亲爱的吴文正弟兄
And last Saturday, I went to a memorial service at DCFC for Pastor Lin's son, who was only 30 when he had a fatal heart attack.
就在上个星期六, 我去这个恩友堂参加了, 他们林牧师的儿子的一个, 一个葬礼, 他只有30岁, 他就是因为这个突发的心脏病而过世了。
See, I don't know about you, but when I hear about these things, the illnesses, the accidents, the deaths,
我不知道, 各位有什么想法, 可是当我听到这些事情啊, 这些事,疾病, 这些事故, 包括死亡,
My heart instantly or instinctively rebels against it. My soul cries out, this should not be.
我的心里其实有很大的反抗, 然后我的灵魂深处在有一种呼求, 就为什么, 会这个样子, 为什么这些事情不可避免?
Illness and accidents shouldn't ruin our lives.
其实死亡和事故和疾病和这些事故不应该 把我们的生命毁灭。
Death should not have the final say on our time on earth.
或者说死亡不应该 能够掌控我们最后的这个生命的 终点。
We should never have to live in fear, believing that death is always waiting for us.
我们每个人其实不应该活在恐惧当中, 尤其是当我们知道可能最后我们必须 面临死亡。
See, this isn't right. Death should not be the norm for us.
确实这是不应该的, 因为这个死亡不应该成为这个世界最后的一个基准, 一个规范。
So if you feel the same way, then I'm here to tell you, you're absolutely right.
所以如果你跟我有相似的这样一个想法, 我想告诉您, 你的想法是对的。
This isn't the way it's supposed to be. We should not have to accept death as the end all.
确实这个世界不应该是这样的, 我们应该很确定地知道死亡并不是这个我们的终点。
And that's why as Christians, we celebrate Easter every year.
所以这就是为什么作为基督徒, 我们每年都庆祝复活节。
Really, we celebrate it every Sunday when we come to church, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
其实不是每年, 而是每个星期天, 我们都在教会, 我们来庆祝耶稣基督为我们的复活。
See, on this day, 2,000 years ago, something happened. Something changed.
大概2000多年以前, 我们知道有一些事情发生的, 也有一些事情被完全改变了。
And because of that, we don't have to accept death as inevitable. We don't have to live in fear of death anymore.
因为这些被改变的事情, 我们不需要再去, 接受死亡是不可避免的, 因为, 我们不需要再活在对死亡的这样的恐惧当中。
And that's what I want to talk to you about today. What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ teach us about life?
这就是我想今天跟各位分享的, 就是有关耶稣基督的复活对我们生命的意义。
So why don't you turn with me to the text for today, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
请大家打开圣经, 翻到希伯来书第二章14节到15节。
So that's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
希伯来书第二章14节到15节。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in her humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives have been held in slavery by their fear of death.
希伯来书第二章十四节十五节这样说，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而奴而为奴仆的人。
Based on this passage, we're going to talk about how first Jesus broke the power of death and then what it means for us in his life.
所以根据这一节圣经,我想跟大家来分享一下,首先,耶稣基督是他的死,是怎样败坏了这个掌死权的魔鬼。
So let's pray.
所以让我们祷告。
Dearing Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that we come to celebrate Resurrection Sunday.
我们感谢您这个让我们在 每个礼拜天能够来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
This is when your son conquered death and rose from the grave.
尤其是当您的儿子战胜了这个死亡，从空坟墓里被 复活以后。
Open our minds and our hearts today and help us to receive your word.
天父，请你打开我们的这个心思意念，让我们能够看到你。
Help us to understand that because of Jesus Christ, we no longer need to fear death in this life.
让我们能够明白，因为耶稣基督的 复活，我们不需要再对死亡有什么恐惧。
We thank you and praise you.
我们这样的感谢祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
是为耶稣，侍奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So our first main point is life is the norm of the universe, not death.
所以我想第一点我想跟大家今天分享的就是这个 生命是这个宇宙的这个一个基准，而不是死亡。
So I know that point doesn't actually exactly coincide with our everyday experiences.
我知道我刚才这个想跟大家讲的这点是，我们生命是我们的宇宙的基础，可能跟我们现在每个人所经历我们的想法有一点点不同。
Do you know how much money Americans spend on just looking young?
其实你知道，在美国。 我们每年花多少钱，美国人花多少钱，去面对这个生命，面对这个死亡，面对医疗的问题吗？
Last year, $80 billion were spent on perfumes, cosmetics, and plastic surgery.
就在去年，差不多整个美国花掉了大概$800亿去做这些有一些关于健康方面，尤其是这些香水啊。 这个美容啊，还有一些塑胶的这个整容，这些事情上。
And that doesn't count the $3.5 trillion that is spent in actual healthcare, in clinics, hospitals, and other medical facilities.
其实这八百亿美金还不，其实不包括在我们整个美国花掉的三点五个兆的这个美金，用在正常的这个医疗的这个治疗方面，包括这个医院啊，这个。 诊所啊，还有各种各样的设施去延缓死亡，或者说治疗疾病的。As
human beings, we hate the thought of dying, illness, or even aging.
因为作为人类哈，我们都不想去，讨厌对这个死亡的这样一个想法。And
we do everything possible to keep it away to live another day.
所以我们尽全力去想去延长我们的生命。
Even when we know that death is impossible to avoid, we still dream of ways to sidestep it.
所以就算我们知道死亡是不可避免的，但我们还是想尽各种各样的办法去面对这件事情，想去延缓这件事情。So
we do things like cryogenics to cybernetics to nanobots to DNA splicing.
比如说我们想出各种各样低温冷藏的办法哈，这个还有人工的一些。 保护我们头脑的方法，还有就我们包括有一些纳米的机器人，还有一些基因的转接这些方法。These
are all part of the scientific effort to slow down or even to try to stop death altogether.
因为刚才提到这些方法，可能都有在科学上有一些证据可以去延缓或者减慢死亡。And
when science doesn't work,
如果科学技术不能够没有用的话，
we look to the supernatural, even the fictional.
然后我们就可能去想一些超自然的办法，甚至一些虚构的东西。
That's why we have so many books and movies about vampires, ghouls, and zombies.
所以这也是为什么现在可能有很多的小说、一些电影有关是吸血鬼啊、这个盗墓者啊、僵尸啊这些东西哈。
See, although these might not be ideal in terms of living, at least being undead means that you're still on earth.
虽然这些事情可能就是不对这个我们在地球上的生命生活来说不是一种理想化的哈，但是它至少就是帮助我们看到想到和我们还在这个地球上。That
you still have attachment to the land of the living, no matter how tenuous.
就不管这些所谓的想法，这些虚构的东西跟我们的生命有的关系有多么脆弱，但至少让我们知道，好像我们跟这个世界，我们还没有离开这个地球。
And all this is a natural reaction.
所以这些所谓的想法其实也是比较自然的。
We rebel against the idea that death is the end of us.
我们尽全力去反抗，去对抗这种想法，就是说死亡是不可避免的。
To help you understand this, let's do a mental exercise.
我想帮助大家去能够明白我的想法，我们想做一个头脑的一个练习。
See, I think it's pretty simple to think of days in the past before you were born.
我想这可能比较容易的话，是让我们去想象在我们还没有出生以前的日子。However,
try imagining a time in the future when you're not around, when you're.
但是我想请大家这个闭上眼睛想象一下一段日子，就是说当你死亡以后，你不在这个世界上，你跟这个世界没有关系的时候，这一段日子会怎么样？See,
it's a lot harder.
如果你这么想的话，你是不是觉得这个会比较困难去想象这样的一个情况？
That's because we always have the desire to be around now that we're alive.
这是因为我们一直有这样的，我们有这样愿望，我们不要离开这个世界，我们一直有这样的生活继续下去。
We don't want to die and leave this life behind.
所以我们不希望死亡，我们不希望去想我们身后的事情。
Because as human beings, we were made for life.
因为作为人类，我们其实被造。 从神那里我们有了生命。
And that's why we instinctively know that death in our world is wrong.
所以从本能上来说，我们有这个本能，就是说我们觉得死亡是不对的这件事情。
And so when faced with death, we rebel against it, we struggle, we fight.
所以当面对死亡的时候，我们有这样本能的一种反抗，我们想去抗争，去逃离死亡。
Verse 15 of our passage says, we are those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
所以刚才在希伯来书第二章十五节的时候，圣经上这么说，说因为害怕死亡，所以我们那些人都是因为怕死而成为奴仆。
Although we hate the thought of dying, there's nothing we can do about it. We were enslaved since the day we were born.
所以尽管我们讨厌这个死亡，但是我们 我们有的时候无能为力，所以我们就变成了这个死亡的这种奴隶。
And we know that in our hearts that death is always looming over us.
所以我们不得不承认，在我们每个人内心深处，死亡是若隐若现的。
While the one holding the power of death over us is the devil himself.
这个其实谁是死亡，谁是这个我们奴隶这个主人呢？其实就是这个世界上这个魔鬼。
See, in this fallen world, due to original sin, all mankind is bound over to death.
我们知道，因为世人都犯了罪，所以每个人都难逃一死。
But that's not the way it was supposed to be.
但这其实原本这不是神创造我们的这样一个原来的想法。
So let me paint you a picture to help you understand.
所以让我来给大家绘一幅图画，让大家能够了解。
So back before the universe was created, there was God and only God.
我们知道，在这个神创世以前，这个世界上只有神，神是唯一的。The
three persons of the Trinity were all that existed, and God Himself is the essence of life, light, and goodness.
所以在那个时候，世界上存在的只有这三位一体的神。然后神，他是宇宙的中心，生命的中心，他是光，是良善。
Which means that there was no darkness, there was no sin, there was no death in any part of the cosmos.
所以从另外一个角度来说，那个时候没有黑暗，也没有犯罪，所以也谈不上有死亡。So
in order to create the universe, God actually had to create darkness first, a small part where His light didn't shine.
所以为了创造这个世界，神必须首先要创造一个黑暗。 但这个黑暗只是整个这个创世计划，整个宇宙当中的一个很小的部分。So
did you get that? Darkness had to be created for the universe to be formed.
所以，我不知道我有没有讲清楚啊？这个黑暗其实是必须被创造，但只是宇宙整个宇宙当中的一部分是有限的。Which
means that darkness is finite. It was not part of the cosmos.
所以，黑暗是宇宙的一个部分，它是有限的。
And it's the same with death.
同样的，死亡也是这样。
God is life itself.
神就是生命。
He has always existed, and therefore there cannot be even a hint of death in God.
因为神是永恒的，他是永一直就存在的，所以死亡哪怕跟神哪怕有一点点关系都没有。
If God didn't exist for even a nanosecond, then he can't be God by definition.
如果对神来说，他可能哪怕有一微秒的时间的死亡跟神有关，那他就不是神。
So if God is the essence of life and mankind was created in the image of God, that means
所以神是生命的，是生命的核心，所以我们人是被按照神的形象创造的。
That means human beings were created to live forever, just like God.
从另外一个角度来说，我们这些人类是被神创造，是有永生的，就像神一样。
Said another way, we were made to be immortal, not eternal, but immortal.
也就是说，我们这些人是被创造的人是不朽的，虽然我们不是永恒的，但是神创造我们的时候给我们的是一个不朽的生命。
Human beings have a beginning point, but we were not supposed to have an end. We were supposed to live forever.
就是说人类有一个开始，有一个起点，但是其实是没有终点的，因为我们是被神创造去你可以永远的活下去。
Unfortunately, death came because of sin.
可是不幸的是因为人犯了罪，所以罪的工价就是死。
Death was created by the fall of man, and that caused a dissonance in our souls.
所以罪是因为人犯罪而产生的，所以这个死亡才变成了我们灵魂当中这样一个不和谐的这样因素，常常在我们的灵魂当中。
When someone dies, we feel that wrongness, knowing that this shouldn't be the way it's supposed to be.
所以如果当有人离开这个世界的时候，死去的时候，我们可能就会觉得这个事情真的是很不好，而且不应该是这样发生的。
So how did God overcome this problem of death?
所以接下来这个问题就是说，上帝怎么样帮助我们战胜死亡？
Says it right there in verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity.
这就是希伯来书刚才我们念的第二章第十四节说的，儿女既有血肉之躯，他也照样亲自成了血肉之躯。
So in order of since God is eternal.Can't experience death in any form.
因为神是永恒的，他不可能经历死亡，用任何一种方式经历死亡。
So in order to overcome death, the second person of the Trinity needed to take on flesh and blood to become human.
所以因为了帮助我们这些被造者战胜死亡，三位一体中的第二个位格就是耶稣基督，他来到这个世上，降世为人，道成肉身。
And that way, by sharing our humanity, Jesus can restore mankind's connection to immortality.
通过这样一条路径，耶稣基督他成了我，也成为一个人的这个血肉之躯，让我们能够让我们这些人类能够重新回到这个不朽的状态当中。
And Jesus did that by pitting his holy divine life against sinful human death.
所以耶稣基督他自己。通过他自己的死亡，他这个 破碎自己的身体，让我们这些有罪的人耶稣基督破碎他自己神圣的这个躯体，让我们这些 有罪的人能够与死亡脱离关系。
See, God the Son's human body may have died on that cross, but death itself can never overcome the eternal life of the divine.
所以虽然耶稣基督道成肉身在十字架上为我们死了，但是死亡这件事情本身没有办法战胜神所赐给我们这个永恒的生命。
In fact, when confronted, the divine life overwhelmed and conquered the human death.
所以事实上，这个上帝他这个神圣的他神圣的生命已经战胜了人类的死亡。
See, not just for himself, but eventually for all humankind.
所以耶稣基督的死不仅仅是代表他自己，他其实是为了全人类。
So in case you didn't catch that,
如果你还没有明白我的意思的话，
everyone, not just those who believe in Jesus, but also those who don't believe as well, will one day become immortal.
所以我想跟大家确认一点，其实每个人不仅仅是信耶稣的人，就算你不信耶稣，有一天也会复活。
Paul actually said this in Acts 24:15.
保罗在使徒行传第24章15节当中这么说。
He says, I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked.
使徒行传24章15节这么说，并且靠着神，盼望死人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。
Since mankind is made in the image of God, we were made to be immortal.
所以既然人是按照神的形象所造的，所以我们被造的时候，神就给我们一个不朽的这样一个生命。And
the resurrection that we celebrate today, beginning with Jesus Christ, will one day reach everyone.
我们今天庆祝这个耶稣基督的复活，就是从耶稣基督他本身开始，因为耶稣基督是与我们每个人尤其相关的。
See, as Christians, we need to understand that life is much more powerful than death.
所以作为基督徒，我们每个人必须很明确的知道，我们的生命远远超过死亡。Yes,
in this fallen world, death does seem to reign supreme.
虽然在这个败坏的世界上，可能死亡会暂时的掌权。But
seen from the perspective of eternity, death is finite. Death is temporary.
但是从永恒的这个国度，从永恒的眼光来看，死亡只是暂时的。
See, life and death might be opposites, but they are in no way equals.
生和死可能是一个对立面，但是他们从来没有相确这个同等的关系。
So let's finish with our application for today.
所以在我结束今天的讲道，我想讲一下今天这些信息让我们如何使用到我们的每日的生活当中去。
So how does the resurrection of Jesus Christ teach us to live our lives?
尤其是我想跟大家分享，就是有关耶稣基督的复活，对我们的生活，对我们的生命有什么意义？
And the answer is live life without reservation.
我想我的答案就是，我们每个人都应该尽全力的生活，毫无保留的去生活。
Live your life without fear of death and without any reservation.
也就是说，让我们每天在这个世界上生活的时候，我们不要对死亡有恐惧，不要有任何的保留。
Jonathan Edwards, a famous preacher from the Great Awakening, said it in this way.
有一个在这个基督教历史上有个大学醒运动当中有一个很著名的一个传道人，他叫 Jonathan Edwards.
He said, "I resolve to live with all my might while I do live." I resolve never to lose one moment of time and to improve my use of time in the most profitable way I possibly can. I resolve never to do anything I wouldn't do if it weren't the last hour of my life.
I'll try my best. 他就是说我决定哈，我每天就是要尽全力去生活，我决定我不会在浪费生命当中的每一分每一秒。 要活，让我的人生活得更加有意义，而且我决定我从来，我再也不会去做一些事情我不愿意去做的。So
you too, do not let the fear of death keep you under its thumb.
所以我想对我们每个人来说，我们再也不要因为死亡而恐惧，不要把死亡当做好像生命生活当中很大的一件事情。
Live each moment knowing that death has been conquered. Has no hold over you.
希望我们每个人在我们生命当中的每一分钟都每一刻都很清楚，这个耶稣基督上帝已经战胜了死亡，所以这个对我们来说毫无恐惧之处。So
once again, our passage in Hebrews says.
让我们再一次来回想我们今天的圣经主题经文。Since
the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. As the devil, and free those who all their lives have been held in slavery by their fear of death.
好，今天的经文 again 哈，希伯来书第2章14节到15节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借死，借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
See, we are now free from the fear of death.
所以。 大家有没有明白，其实我们对死亡来说，我们是自由的。
Our Lord Jesus on that cross and by his resurrection has broken the power of death over us.
我们的耶稣基督，他当他在十字架上复活的时候，他已经完全战胜了这个死亡。
We can live free with no reservations.
所以我们可以自由地生活，毫无保留地生活。
So you might be wondering, how do we do that?
也许你会想，那我们怎么去做到这个毫无保留地去生活呢？
How can we live free yet keep from breaking all the rules and laws that God has for us?
我们怎么样去做到能够自由地生活，然后但又不违反神所给我们创造的各种各样的这样一个规矩呢？
How can we live without reservation yet keep within the moral boundaries?
就是说我们怎么样能够毫无保留地去生活，然后也但又活在这个道德的这个不超越道德的规范的界限呢？
Well, 1,000 years before Jonathan Edwards, St. Augustine already had an answer for this.
在刚才讲到这个Edwards，在Edwards这个他生活1000年多以前，有个很伟大的神学家叫圣奥古斯丁，他怎么说？
He said, "Love God and do whatever you please, for the soul trained in love to God will do nothing to offend the one who is beloved."
这个圣奥古斯丁他这么说哈，就是让我们尽全力尽心的去爱神，然后也是让我们每天就是能够活出最大的快乐，因为我们的灵魂已经被圣灵所浇灌，所以我们就算我们活尽这个很快乐的去生活，我们不会去违背我们所亲爱的神所告诉我们的不能做的那些事情。
So in light of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, in light of our victory over the fear of death, I urge you, brothers and sisters.
所以因着耶稣基督的复活，也因着耶稣基督他已经胜过死亡，我也想鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
So live your life without reservation. Live without the fear of death.
让我们尽全力去生活，让我们对死亡不要有任何恐惧。
Okay, so to close, we are once again back at the cross.
当我结束今天的讲道的时候，我想请大家再定睛在十字架上。So
this cross, though it's a symbol of death to others, is not about death for us.
也就是说，这个十字架虽然对世人来说这是一个死亡的记号，但是对我们这些有永生的人来说，毫无意义，这个死亡毫无意义。See,
we are not here to celebrate death. Jesus didn't stay on that cross.
今天我们在这边，我们不是去庆祝死亡，因为耶稣基督他虽然被钉十字架了，但他已经升天了。We
are here to celebrate life.
所以今天我们在一起，我们是庆祝生命，庆祝这个耶稣基督的复活。Jesus
came down off that cross. He conquered death itself, and now he lives forevermore.
因为耶稣基督已经从这个十字架上下来了，他完完全全战胜了死亡，然后。 然后他是一个永生的神。And
he's going to bring us along with him.
而且他会永远跟我们同在。And
that's why we hold to an empty cross, because Jesus is risen.
所以我这个图画上我们看这个十字架它是空的，因为耶稣基督已经复活。And
that's what we celebrate today, our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection.
这也是为什么我们今天大家在这里一起庆祝耶稣基督的复活。So
let's pray.
让我们再一次祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what your Son did those 2,000 years ago.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢2000年以前您的儿子为我们所做的一切。
He died on that cross so that he can overcome death once and for all, not for himself, not just for himself, but for all humanity.
因为您的儿子在十字架上，他的死，他战胜了死亡，而且他做这些不是为自己，而是为所有的人，为所有的人类。
Help us to live without fear of death and to live without reservation for you and you alone.
所以主啊，求你帮助我们不要害怕死亡，让我们在每天能够毫无保留的活，让生命活得精彩。We
thank you that we can be here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
我们再一次谢谢您，让我们有机会在这里一起庆祝您的复活。And
may we always cling to that old, rugged, and empty cross because it means life forevermore.
让我们常常能够回想这个古旧但有坚固的十字架，这空而且是空的十字架。We
pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为十字架对我们来说就是生命，我们这样的感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。